PA life sentence commutations skyrocketed under John Fetterman-led Board of Pardons. By Nick Gilbertson on August 18, 2022. Pennsylvania's Board of Pardons has recommended a staggering number of commutations for prisoners serving life sentences under the direction of Lieutenant Governor John Fetterman, the state's Democrat nominee for U.S. Senate. In his position as Lieutenant Governor, Fetterman heads the five-person Board of Pardons, and as the Philadelphia Inquirer has previously pointed out, recommendations for commutations of life sentences have skyrocketed since he assumed office in January 2019. From March 2019 through April 2022, the board sent at least 46 commutation recommendations to Governor Tom Wolf, D. That's compared with just 6 in Wolf's first term, none under former Republican Governor Tom Corbett's one term, and only 5 during former Democratic Governor Ed Rendell's 8 years in office, as the Inquirer reported in May. In other words, the Fetterman-led Board of Pardons has sent Wolf 4 times the number of recommendations in the past 3 years than it sent to Pennsylvania governors in the previous 16 years combined. Not only has Fetterman headed the most radical board in the Quaker state's recent history, but he has also been the most radical voting record of the 5 members, the Washington Free Beacon reported. He has voted to recommend clemency for more lifers than his peers, including Attorney General Josh Shapiro, the state's Democratic gubernatorial nominee. As the outlet noted Monday, Wayne Covington was sentenced to life in prison after he shot and killed an 18-year-old for money to buy heroin. Pennsylvania Democratic Senate nominee John Fetterman wants him to walk free. In June 2021, Fetterman was the only member of the state's Board of Pardons, which he chairs as lieutenant governor, to vote to commute Covington's sentence, according to records reviewed by the Washington Free Beacon. In 1970, Covington admitted to shooting 18-year-old George Rudy Nwaike to death while high, as Covington and an accomplice were robbing Rudy Nwaike for drug money. Covington pleaded guilty to first-degree murder to avoid the death penalty and was sentenced to life imprisonment. Fetterman cast his vote over the pleas of Rudy Nwaike's family members, who opposed Covington's release at the killer's commutation hearing. Of note, it takes a unanimous vote among board members to recommend commutations. However, they can be recommended without all members casting a vote. In other words, a vote of 4-0 rather than 5-0 is good enough for a recommendation to the governor. In February of 2021, Wolf announced he signed the commutations of 13 individuals who were convicted on murder charges, all of which were recommended under the direction of Fetterman's Board of Pardons. George W. Burkhart, 83, Lancaster, served 30 years for murder too, recommended in December 2020. Daniel Cummings, 75, Philadelphia, served 38 years for murder 1, recommended in September 2020. Eric Eisen, 52, Allegheny, served 26 years for murder 2, recommended in December 2020. Reed Evans, 57, Philadelphia, served 39 years for murder 2, recommended in September 2020. Wyatt Evans, 58, Philadelphia, served 39 years for murder 2, recommended in September 2020. Charlie J. Goldblum, 71, Allegheny, served 42 years for murder 1, recommended in September 2019. Charles M. Haas, 72, Philadelphia, served 41 years for murder 2, recommended in December 2020. Dennis Horton, 51, Philadelphia, served 27 years for murder 2, recommended in December 2020. Lee A. Horton, 55, Philadelphia, served 27 years for murder 2, recommended in December 2020. Avis Lee, 59, Allegheny, served 40 years for murder 2, recommended in September 2020. Francisco Mojeda, Sr., 58, Philadelphia, served 28 years for murder 2, recommended in September 2020. Mildred Strickland, 75, Philadelphia, served 31 years for murder 1, recommended in September 2020. Gregory Stover, 55, Philadelphia, served 32 years for murder 1, recommended in September 2020. Each of these Pennsylvanians is fully deserving of the chance to return to their families and start a new life, said Fetterman. It is unclear how many of the 13 commutations the Senate candidate voted in favor of, as some listed were sent to the governor without 5 votes. Of the 53 recommendations, including the 46 from the Fetterman-led board, that Wolf has received in his two terms, 45 have been granted.